He'll replace current Chief Justice Bob Thomas. Thomas is a Republican from DuPage County who finishes his three-year leadership term in September. Fitzgerald's judicial career started in Cook County in the mid-70s. He served as a supervising judge of the county's traffic court and was part of a Supreme Court committee on capital punishment cases before being elected to the High Court in 2000. He'll oversee the court and set its schedule as Chief Justice, along with becoming the top administrative officer for Illinois' court system. Champaign's Unit 4 School Board tonight looks at taking the initial steps toward district-wide energy efficiency. Plans to add air conditioning to one school and replacing boilers and lighting in another could be done at once. School Board member Christine Chalifou says the district is using performance contracting to pay for these changes. The financing method involves the use of a specialized contractor to look at energy-efficient strategies for a building, then paying for at least part of the work through energy savings. Chalifou says the savings are expected to go a long way towards paying for the work.
And so we've brought that together as a package to look at using energy savings to help pay for the improvements. In fact, some of these buildings use energy so poorly that actually the net energy use at Garden Hills, which is the elementary school we're looking at, is really zero.
Plans are to add air conditioning to Garden Hills and replace all of the lighting and boilers at Centennial High School. Chalifou says these projects, particularly at Garden Hills, are serving as test cases to see what the ultimate cost will be. It's not expected to exceed $100,000, but the district is expected to save about $75,000 annually in energy costs. Chalifou says replacing dated equipment will also help the district save about $20,000 a year in operational costs. She says Unit 4 could decide to add air conditioning to more buildings by next year. The school board meets at 7 tonight at Stratton Elementary School. Classes are canceled at a normal high school after vandals peppered the interior of the building with paintballs. The green and gold paint splotches damaged lockers, walls, doors, and water fountains at University High School. Officials decided to call off classes at the laboratory school affiliated with Illinois State University because the greasy paint made floors slippery. Principal Jeff Hill says the damage could have been worse, and staff members are cleaning up the mess. Meanwhile, ISU police are investigating the incident. When the clock and bell tower is rebuilt at the Champaign County Courthouse in Urbana, one of the features to be restored will be the tower gargoyles. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Damage from two lightning strikes more than half a century ago caused the tower to be shortened, losing its spire, belfry, and its four copper gargoyles. Now that the tower is being rebuilt, the county is hiring sculptor Todd Fromm to create new gargoyles to replace the old. Fromm is a visiting assistant professor at Indiana University at Bloomington. His other work includes Slow and Steady, the tortoise and hare sculpture at the Urbana Free Library. Fromm says he's looking forward to creating the new gargoyles, but says they may not look exactly like the originals.
They've actually given me artistic license to come up with new gargoyles. So they're going to fit the same profile, and they'll interlock with the architecture in much the same way as the old ones did. But in terms of surface and the features of the gargoyle, I have a little more say with that.
A private donor is giving Champaign County $44,000 for the project. That comes out to $11,000 per gargoyle. The county board votes on Fromm's contract this Thursday. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 2:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
News and information programs are made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, ADM, resourceful by nature. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering a wide selection of guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs of every size and color combination, from new to antique, to complement any decor. Eastern Rug Gallery, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign.
It's 12:36. Time to check in with Mike Solo for a look at the weather. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon, Celeste.
How are you?
I'm doing very well today.
Very good. Well, it's a rainy Monday for much of the two-state area.
Especially right across central Illinois. In fact, the heaviest rain probably has just moved through the Champaign-Urbana area and now in eastern Champaign County and across the Vermilion counties. Vermilion, Illinois, and Vermilion, Indiana.
Vermilion, Indiana.
The 1L and 2L Vermilions.
It was a lovely weekend in Champaign-Urbana. Was that the story throughout the two-state region?
Except for this morning when temperatures did drop into the 30s across northern Illinois. Obviously, Saturday was a little bit warmer than yesterday. But yesterday, even during the chilly moments of the afternoon, and it was a warm moment followed by a chilly moment, depending on whether you're underneath a cloud cover or in the sun. But it was a very delightful weekend across most of the two-state area. Then again, this morning, some temperatures dropped into the 30s across northern Illinois. No reports of any frost, but we weren't far away from it. I was looking at some of the overnight low temperatures from Wisconsin, and they dropped to 30 below, or 30 degrees, not 30 below, 30 degrees, 2 degrees below freezing in central Wisconsin, and around Madison it was 33 degrees. So it was quite cool across the upper Midwest, and again, we started out with some sunshine very early this morning, and the clouds quickly moved in.
What does the work week look like?
Well, it looks like we're not going to be on the main track of storms, but we won't be too far from disturbances that could bring some scattered